Okay, yeah. So tell me how your last conversation went.
It was good. It was interesting. I did what you told me to do. Exactly, that's the way. And I asked her what that was about, and I felt alone. And she actually just denied that that even happened. So yeah, so she just like denied it, like that she didn't say it. So it's kind of like confusing because it like kind of in my mind I'm like, oh, did I really hear that? But no, it was like pretty like clear conversation. But I guess she can't remember because maybe it was intensity, because I think when she's like feeling like really intense, like she can't remember what she said or what, maybe. So maybe that's what it was. But I was just like, oh, I just like said to her what I needed to say. And then I just let her like give some feedback on it. And then from there, she just like changed the topic and just like started talking about something else. So I guess that was it for then. I was like, okay, that's all I'm gonna get from her today. That's fine. Yeah, but at least, I mean, it wasn't like a angry conversation or anything.
Yeah. Well, how did you feel after it? I know I keep t coming back to feeling for you, but
No, that's great. Yeah.
how did it feel? Yeah.
You
And
know, it's like,
there's always like a mix sometimes of emotions, but yeah, go ahead.
yeah, you're right about that, because it's like always like it's hard to like say feelings, when it comes to this confusion that I have with, my mother's personality. So let's see. How did I feel? Yeah, I think it's just like I think it just kind of reinforced the feeling again. Like it felt like alone again, I guess it's because it was like now I'm like even more alone because now she's like not even recognizing she said that. So it's like now I'm like even in that conversation I had earlier with her, like it was as if I was just by myself and hearing things, So yeah, so that was it, I think. And then but then I knew from my truth that wasn't true, so I had to get over that basically.
So then what made the conversation good? Because you said it was a good conversation.
Yeah, because we kind of like didn't like we just kind of like I found it to be like, okay, she is like verbally not acknowledging it, but because she like changed the topic, I think she was like probably acknowledging it at some level. So then because she changed the topic, it seems like I felt like it was better because she was not being intense again. Like she wasn't like she wasn't she was able to not like go into intense mood where she wasn't like defending herself and like saying a bunch of things. Like she just like changed the topic and got into like this practical mode. It's like, oh, what about this or what about that? And it wasn't like emotionally intense, so which I was happy that I didn't have to deal with that. So
Okay, so tell me, did you ask her, did you say like am I alone? Am I not supposed to tell you some of this stuff? Did you say ask her that question?
yeah, I did.
Okay. And she just said, "Oh, I don't remember saying that," essentially, right?
Oh no. Yeah, first she said that, and then I like so like reconfirmed that with her, and then she said, no, I want you to tell everything. And I was like, well, that's what I was doing, but like you said, don't tell me everything. And so she was like, no, I want you to know everything. But but then she wasn't like really into it, like the conversation again. So yeah, so I'm like, okay, she wants me to tell everything, but she can't really handle everything.
Okay, so
So
hold on, right there. This is
yeah.
what you've believed for a long time, okay? And it's not untrue
Yeah.
in many ways, but what's happening is that when she says to you, "I don't want to hear anything," you take that as truth, like, okay, I'm not supposed to tell her anything.
Okay. But
when she says, no, I want you to tell me everything, you disregard that as not truth.
Yeah, because I have told her a lot of stuff. Like, I used to be the kid that would tell her mom everything, and yeah. it was always like come back to bite me. And it's a lot of stuff. It's just like, oh, you know, can't find a job, like feeling stressed, or I don't know, like something happened at school or whatever. Like, it's just like, yeah, this is a very important topic, I think, like, because I don't really feel safe in expressing fully to people that are close to me what I'm going through, because I feel like they come back and then they like use that information to like sort of disrespect me later on, like, or demean me, or like, I don't know, like, I've had that experience. So I'm like, that's like scary actually, because you would give all this trust to someone and they use that information to, like, they will be your friend in that moment, but then later on they will store that information and then come back and, you know, like, oh no, like, you're a bad person, you know. It's kind of like strange.
Okay, so the thing is that in this situation, so tell me if you can start to connect the dots around whether this is true for other, or mostly true, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Is when you say come back, it comes back to bite you.
Yeah.
It usually comes back to bite you in her, like, pushing back in some way, right? Like, she'll be like, don't, like, in this situation, she came back and just said, I don't want to hear anything more. I can't take it, kind of thing, right? In the past, she's maybe, like, pushed back through, I don't know, just emotionally being, like, out of it, right? Or maybe it was even physical, right? Where she's yeah. back, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then what you started to interpret, but tell me if I'm wrong here, okay, because I'm happy to be wrong.
Okay.
What you started to interpret is that if I do this, then I'm going to get this back, but it doesn't always actually have to do with the fact that you got vulnerable or let her in. Does that make sense?
No. So like the last part.
You've connected that she's doing this to me because I opened up to her.
Yeah, okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she has an opportunity to, when I was being vulnerable in that information, then she can use that later on to say, wait, remember that time? You were like a bad person. Or you're not good enough in that situation, you know? Like, so, and it might be...
Give me like an example. Can you give me another example? Because the one that we have just now is not, she never said you're a bad person. So that's like...
She
can handle it, right? So give me an example just so I can really feel into what you're saying.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. Well, maybe it's because, like, she's my mother and, like, she's kind of, like, made up her mind about certain things about me or whatever. I don't know. Not enough is, like, comes up a lot. Like, so, for example, like, one of the things that has come up in our conversation sometimes is that, okay, so that, okay, yeah. Okay, so one time, like, I had a conversation with one of my family members, you know, and that family person was really rude to me. And so I got really freaked out about it. So I called them right away, my parents, and I spoke to them and I told my mom, obviously. So that was like one big red flag for me. So I spoke to her and she used the opportunity, my vulnerability, to ask more questions about my life, you know, and feels a little bit more control, but that was that. And then, you know, it took me a while to understand what she did, like when I was being like really freaked out and vulnerable about it. And then later on, at some point, when this, when that
topic came up about my family member and conversation, she literally didn't take my side. Like, she literally told me that I was wrong, basically. And that in the sense that, and then she developed a closer relationship with the same family member, and in many ways, and it was just really awful. Like, it was like really confusing, and but at the same time, I didn't like, I just like kind of had to get over it. Like, so I was just like, okay, that's this, you know, like I had to learn like that way. So it was, it, you know, like it, that was like one of the most intense like experiences more recently that I had with her about being so vulnerable and feeling so freaked out about this conversation. And then she coming back and be like, oh yeah, I'm friends with that person. And, you know, and I had good time. And even though she knew that that person was like extremely disrespectful and like, I don't know. So I was just like, okay.
And did you say anything about that, about it to her? Like,
not really. I just like keep moving, basically. I was just like, okay, I see what you're doing. And it kind of, she's done that like in little bits, but it's like, I'm coming to more awareness about it. So I'm like, oh, you know, like, oh, she's my mother, but she's also like this person who, if I open up, like I'm trying, you know, from, I mean, I want a good relationship with her. Obviously, like all my other friends have their relationship with their mothers, but I'm like, as an adult, like, I feel like you really can't share every single thing with your mother, basically.
Okay. So here I want you to see this. Okay. So what is happening is that you're feeling betrayed by her often.
Yes. Okay. Thanks.
And not voicing it. Because I get it. You've felt it many times, and you probably feel like if you push back, it will get worse.
Right.
Or they'll take, you know, she'll take this family member's side even more, and then you'll feel even worse. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that her taking this family member's side is right. I'm not saying any of that, but
right.
What I'm saying is that when she does these things and you feel betrayed, you pull back and just say, okay, I'm just not going to open up again, you know?
Right.
And
okay.
And then you do again, and then you get hit with betrayal again. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're
like, okay, I'm not going to do this again. And then you do. And then, so it's like, it keeps going. And then you feel like that with other relationships too, right?
That's right. Yeah.
But the pattern isn't breaking because you're not coming back and saying how much that hurt you. Now, that may not mean that she changes. That's not my point here. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, you know, her not remembering, to me, what that signifies is that, to your point, she was probably in an intense emotional state, so she said it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But what it also means to me from a kind of outside-in perspective is that it actually didn't really matter. Like, it wasn't actually real.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because if she meant it, if it was real, then okay. She would have remembered, and you would have had a conversation about it that made sense to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
But it wasn't really real. So for example, I've had conversations with my mom as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
When she's kind of in that really angry state.
Yeah.
Any of us, not just my mom, but right. Any of us, when we're in that really angry state, say a lot of things that we don't mean. Usually.
Right. Right.
And some
right,
of us will actually remember what we said.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't.
No,
sometimes the other person will say, but you said, ba, 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 and you'll say, I don't remember saying that.
That makes sense. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we all have that experience, even though maybe we did say it, you know, or maybe we didn't say it in that way, but they interpreted it that way, you know?
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Or maybe we're so angry, we just said something and we are not even conscious of what we said, so we forgot it. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. Yeah.
But regardless, if we really meant it, we would have remembered. Does that make sense? Like, if we really truly felt that way, if we really were like, I just don't want to be around this person, or, you know, if it really was a true feeling,
yeah,
then we wouldn't forget it.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So many a times what's happening is that your mom is probably in these emotional states.
Right.
And she's doing these things unconsciously for the most part.
Right.
And saying different things unconsciously for the most part. And it's not totally okay, but it's just how she functions currently in her life. But you're taking all of those unconscious moments as if they're conscious and real.
Gotcha.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you feel betrayed.
That's right.
Okay. So the other perspective you could come to around just this one situation that we're talking about recently is, oh, my mom didn't remember, so it must have not been that real.
Gotcha. Okay.
You get what I mean? Yeah. But instead, what you're actually feeling is, I feel really alone because she said these things and now she's saying that she didn't say them. And now I feel like really messed up in my head because I remember it and now she's claiming it didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, and you get stuck there and then that feels like alone and betrayal, right? Like, no, you did say something. I'm not imagining this. And now you're revoking that. So again, you're hitting up against that feeling of betrayal. So what I'm trying to say is what you've been committed to without knowing it is feeling that sense of betrayal.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I just want to start to help you broaden that perspective. It's not that you're wrong in feeling that. Okay.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. It sucks to know that you heard one thing and now she's claiming it didn't happen. That totally sucks.
Yeah.
And to also start to open that perspective, so it's not so narrow, to feel like, oh, okay, if she really had meant it, then she probably would have remembered. So if she's saying now, yes, tell me anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, then I'm going to take that as where she's at right now.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the second part of this is like the family situation that you're talking about where she became closer to this family friend. When you don't then say like, mom, do you remember me saying these things about her? And like now you're closer to her. Why are you choosing to do that? When you don't question it or ask her more about it, then you just stay in the betrayal and you don't actually understand the like what she's doing.
Gotcha.
Or if she even remembered what you said.
Makes sense.
Sometimes our parents, given their different emotional states, don't remember things, you know, unfortunately. And so then they hear you upset. And I'm not sure how your mom is translating that. Maybe she's just shutting down also when she hears your daughter upset.
Right.
And not really taking it in, you know?
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, subconsciously, to your point, maybe she did hear certain things and maybe she wants you to like that family member and get over it. So she's like, see, I'm friends with her. You can get over whatever happened. Do you know what I mean? I don't know your mom's true intentions and she may not even know truly hers either, but we still have to ask why. Why did you do this? So that you can get out of that feeling of betrayal as quickly as possible. Does that make sense?
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Oh, that feels good.
Yeah. Yeah. What feels good about it?
Oh, the acknowledgement that I'm sitting in, have been sitting in betrayal for years.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's hilarious because I remember like the first time I felt it, like just like you were talking about it. And the first time I remember it, that's a lot of shit started happening. And like, I feel like it's first or second grade, which when I started experiencing a lot of challenges with my mother. And yeah, I mean, I remembered, like, you just like made me remember that one moment when I was like, God damn it. Like that, is that my mom? You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, what? Yeah. So thank you for that. I got to get over that, I guess. Move on from there.
Yeah. And it's not your fault because at 1 or 2 years of age, would you have known to even question her around it? No, I mean, sorry, I know you weren't one or two, sorry. In first or second grade, let me rephrase that. In first or second grade, if you wouldn't have known to say, Mom, why did you do that? That made me feel like this, that, and the other thing. There's
You know, it's funny. I think that I remember like I remember being in shock, you know, like I remember being in shock, like for a while, because it was just happening so fast. I think she had gotten sick and then she was irritated and it was just came out on me a lot more and there was stuff happening and I was growing up and there was like, you know, like it was really strange and I was in shock. And one of the times when she like really, you know, basically, I don't know what the real word is. I don't want to say betrayed, but like really hurt me, you know, and in like insulted me and hurt me in front of like in public, like I was hurt, like, you know.